I think, you know, so much goes into this undefeated record, and you know, if you lose, you're finished these days. And that's not the case. There was a point, you know, things weren't right in my career when I was very young, and I lost a fight, my 14th fight, and I went the next 5 out of 6, I lost. And I went to a very, you know, there was lots going on, you know, in my life and outside the ring and inside the ring. Didn't have a trainer, and you know, things affect you in boxing very quickly. It's a very, very tough sport, and I think this, for, you know, it won't seem like it at the moment, but for Jason, this could be the best thing that happens to him, because often a loss, you know, just grounds you a little bit. And if we know Jason's a great fighter, he's a great young man. You know, very, very popular, and you know he's had you know a stellar career so far. You know, number one world amateur. You know, he's a rapid rise to the NABF middleweight champion, and he's done fantastic. And sometimes you just, you know, you maybe just start to overlook a few things or get a bit too overconfident or think just it's just going to happen. Not the case.
I think what he'll, when he wakes up, he'll be frustrated. It seemed to be he was in against a naturally bigger person. The fight could have happened in a telephone box, and he didn't use one of his best tools, and that is his jab. And I feeling it, as he reviews it, he'll be kicking himself over that. Would you agree with what you saw of it?
You know, I think he will. And I think if you look at the fight against Torino Johnson, I think, you know, who's 35, only won one of his last three. And I think, you know, if Jason had been looking at that opponent on paper, he'd have said, you know, this guy's made for me. And you, all of a sudden, the minute you think that, that's the minute you take your eye off the ball and start to relax a bit and start to think it's going to be a bit easier. Torino Johnson, this was a great opportunity for him to get a major scalp. You know, he's proved in the past that he's a quality fighter. You know, he's still a world class fighter, even though, you know, he hasn't, you know, his performances haven't been at the top right now. But I think Jason will look at it and think, I did the wrong thing. I maybe didn't go in as ready as I should have been. I maybe mentally, you know, took it a little bit easy.
He could have boxed the head off him, though.
Yeah, he could have, and he should have used that jab a lot more. He allowed himself to get drawn into a fight, and that's where, you know, that's where it didn't work. And you had, you know, Johnson, who came in strong, fit, and full of hunger, and Quigley never really got himself back into the fight, did he? After the third round, the struggle with you know, fitness looked. You know, he didn't look as fit as he possibly could have been. You know, but you don't know. It'll be good to speak to him to see what the underlying, if there was any underlying problems. Because, you know, in training camps, you might have 8-10 weeks. You know, there's times you get injured. You've got to kind of go past that. There's times you spar and it's not so good. You've got to move on from that. So it'll be interesting to see what Jason has to say.
Yeah, and Glenn, I mean, you talked about how things weren't right in your life, and preparation is key as well. For I don't know the ins and outs, but what it appears to be is that, you know, Jason lives in Northwest Ireland, of course, and he always would keep himself fitness, but he's involved in a bit of TV punditry and that type of stuff. Then he does his training in Sheffield, and he's doing a lot of his fighting then in the United States. As I say, listen, I am no one to call out a professional athlete like Jason. I'm not doing that. But to me, when you hear how other guys are preparing for big opportunities, it doesn't jive with what they're doing. Is there anything to that at all, do you think?
Do you know, I got criticised recently for criticising Anthony Joshua for going training in Miami Beach. I said, you know, that's wrong. Too many distractions. It turned out, you know, he lost the fight subsequently in preparation. You know, maybe he underestimated his opponent. I think there's lessons to be learned from that. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You've got to be in the best possible shape for whatever challenge it is. Doesn't matter if the record doesn't look up to it. The guy in the opposite corner could be fighting the fight of his life. You know, we saw against Mike Tyson with Buster Douglas, a fight that Mike Tyson should have, you know, expected to win easily. But Buster Douglas, you know, he'd had his mother had died just before the fight, and he was he was inspired beyond belief. Tyson thought it was going to be an easy fight. So it's very easy to let outside influences just take your mind off the job. And I think maybe it was that, maybe it was something else. You know, you don't know, fighters often have to go into the ring with injury because by the nature of the game, they're going to pick things up.
When so, the call comes, you answer it, isn't it? That's
you,
the
way it goes. You've just got to go, yeah. You know. You've just got to go. I mean, he took his beating like a man. You know, he was brave. He was strong. He kept trying all the time. That's all positive things to take away from this.
Early on, Glenn, he seemed to take a lot of headshots. You know, and I watch a fair bit of boxing. You don't see it too often, and often maybe sometimes a corner. If someone's getting clean headshots so early on, they might pull them out. You can have a brave boxer, but you don't necessarily want a brave corner. I'm not saying that was the case here, by the way. Does it concern you the amount of clean shots he seemed to have taken? Like he'd need a good break.
I think he's looking at this fight thinking all he's got to do is go out and beat this guy. You know, he saw the form line of him, you know, one win in his last three fights, and I think he just thought he's 35 years old, I've just got to go and beat him. So he wasn't thinking defensively. You know, he wasn't thinking that this was going to be a really tough fight. And I think that's, once you're in a fight and somebody's getting the better of you, it's very hard to try and change tactics mid-fight. Mm. You know, you've got to have the utmost respect for somebody. You've got to have that little bit of danger in your mind that this is, and that makes you fight that much better. And yeah. I just think that was lacking. But you know, as I said earlier on, you know, a loss means nothing. It's how you deal with a loss. Yeah. It's how you come back from a loss.
What's your advice? What's your advice, Glenn?
I think just, you know, have a little rest, get back to Donegal, take stock. You know, we are family and friends of where you're going to go, and then plan how you're going to come back bigger and stronger. And you know, forget about punditry. Forget about all the things outside the ring. For the moment, at this moment, all he needs to do is win a world title. Once you win a world title, that's it, and then you can think of everything extra. So I think it's just getting focused on where he wants to be and how he's going to get there, and concentrate on that.